This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Are you guys sick of this whole iPhone craze? I cannot believe how we have gotten suckered into buying a new phone every couple years. And you know, we're buying a product that then loses its value every year. Not, I mean, almost worse than a car, because when the company comes out with these new iPhones, then the one we have is, I mean, nobody's going to buy our iPhone. They're going to get a new one. I think when it comes to economics and investments, we're really stupid when it comes to what we do with some of our, shall we say, electronics. Well, apparently there's a new launch, there's some new iPhones, right, that are coming out today. Two of the newest iPhones hit the stores. Of course, you see customers lining up. I believe Apple shares have actually dropped a little bit. I'm trying to follow what's going on with that. But the sales of the iPhone XS and the XS Max, okay, began today. And it started in Australia, and it's continuing across Asia, Europe, and the Americas. And they say customer turnout will go a long way in determining Apple's results over the next year. So we can't tell today. Don't expect the stocks to fly today. We won't know. Some people may think that the new phones are a waste of money. Well, this is why. The XS Max model may be about $1,100. Are you kidding me? I wouldn't spend that much on a computer. I wouldn't even spend that much on rent. So they say the new handsets, which feature Apple's largest screens ever, as well as faster processors and improved batteries, are designed to encourage upgrades from older devices by nearly 500 million customer analysts estimate that are using iPhones 2 years older. Or older. So they're basically saying there's about 500 million customers that have iPhones that are over the age of two. We have iPhone customers that are 2-3 years old, really? I have a problem with that. Gene Munster, managing partner at investment of Research Loop Ventures, says if we get a lot of people with older phones showing up, that's a good sign. The company's latest smartwatch is also hitting the stores. It's called the Series 4 watch. And is the first to receive clearance from the FDA to perform an electrocardiogram, and measure a heart's electrical activity. Wait, really? An electrocardiogram? Electrocardiogram is where we put the leads. I like 12 lead EKGs, where you put the leads on your right arm, your right leg, your left leg. If you can't go all the way down to the leg, you put on the abdomen. Then you have it on V1, which is kind of near the right side of the heart, over in the kind of in the sternal area. Then V1, V2, V3, V4, V5, V6, going all the way around the breast to the side of your chest. Okay, you know, these watches are not doing that. But they say they can measure the heart's electrical activity based on your wrist. You can pick up some electrical activity. But, I mean, maybe you could pick up a little AFib, it's not a full-blown EKG. So about one in every 15 customers on the first day of iPhone sales did intend to buy a watch, they said. So buyers preparing to drop as much as $1,100 on new advice, they say, are obviously very motivated. So what's the big deal about this iPhone XS? So it's a 5.8-inch iPhone. It has a vibrant edge-to-edge OLED screen, or it's OLED. LED screen, OLED, right? There are two cameras on the back. Starts at about 1,000. The original X, iPhone X, I guess, is gone. The XS Max is a giant version of the XS, but it has a 6.5-inch screen. That starts at $1,049. The iPhone XR has doesn't have the rear cameras or the OLED display, but it does have a large 6.1-inch LCD screen and better battery life. That starts at a cheaper price of $749. But you can't get that until October 26th. So, this is what I would recommend to you guys, okay? Get a phone that can't be hacked, that can't be, you know, that doesn't have all your information and pictures on it, that when you do lose a phone, you will lose it. You will lose your phone, or somebody will steal it. You don't have to cringe at the thought that you don't have it. I would also suggest that you get a phone that doesn't also emit some electromagnetic radiation. I know studies have not linked it to cancer, but I just think we do way too much with our phones. Now, in iPhone's defense, the more of these phones that look like computer screens that you just end up talking to and you keep away from your head, I'm for. But the average person doesn't. They hug that phone pretty tight. And if this is what you want to spend your money on, that's fine. But I can't tell you how many times I'll see people who, you know, appear to not want to pay their copay and, you know, need, you know, food stamps. And you see people that, you know, are struggling. They're really, really struggling in this world. But they have an iPhone. And the cost of keeping up an iPhone, even if it's a used iPhone, is still pretty expensive for your data, for your... And so I think we have our priorities a little messed up. And right now, it's at the point where, like, the majority of people have some sort of smartphone. And I just kind of get the heebie-jeebies that there's going to be some bad, bad news coming with these. And I know as a doctor I shouldn't be, you know, scaring people, but I just think we're too addicted to the screen time. And I think we just want too much access to something that we're only supposed to be looking at a couple times a day. 1-877-DOC-DELLY, don't go away. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay, and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. or back, or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay, or call us 253-678-1361.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so half a million teens took a test back in the 1960s. And so they sat there, they took this test, and it was called the Project Talent Test. And I'm looking, and you're seeing a bunch of people. They all kind of seem to be wearing the same thing. I think this is a Catholic school. But they're all sitting there, and their hair is combed back. Schools, I love looking at old pictures of how schools were in the olden days versus now. You take a picture, and you see people sitting there vaping on their Juul and, you know, texting and, you know, checking out the girls and the guys. But anyway, half a million teens took a test in the 1960s. And now they say that this could help scientists predict if they're going to get Alzheimer's. So the PressHerald.com reports this. 1960, Joan Levin, a 15-year-old, took a test. And it turned out to be the largest survey of American teenagers ever conducted. It took 2.5 days to administer, and it included 440,000 students from 1,300 public, private, and parochial high schools around the country, including Parkville Senior High School in Parkville, Maryland. That's where she was a student. She was 15 at the time. She said, we knew at the time that they were going to follow up for a long time. So she thought that meant 20 years. Now, 58 years later, the answers she and her peers gave are still being used by researchers. And now for the fight against Alzheimer's. And a study released last month found that subjects who did well on test questions as teenagers had a lower incidence of Alzheimer's and related dementias in their 60s and 70s than those who scored poorly on this test. This was known as Project Talent. The test was funded by the U.S. government, which I guess had been concerned, given the Soviet Union's recent successful Sputnik launch, that Americans were falling behind in the space race. So students answered questions about academics and general knowledge, as well as their home life, health aspirations, personality traits, and the test was intended to identify students with an aptitude for science and engineering. So test takers included Janis Joplin, who was a senior at Thomas Jefferson High School in Port Arthur, Texas, Jim Morrison, then a junior at George Washington High School in Alexandria. And I guess in recent years, researchers have used Project Talent data for follow-up studies, including one published a few weeks ago in the Journal of American Medical Association. Conducted by researchers at the Washington-based American Institute for Research, the organization that originally administered the test compared results for over 85,000 test takers with their 2012 to 13 Medicare claims and expenditures data, and found that warning signs for dementia could be found as early as a test taken as a teenager. So the study looked at how students scored on 17 areas of cognitive ability, such as language, abstract reasoning, math, clerical skills, visual and spatial prowess, and found that people with lower scores as teenagers were more prone to getting Alzheimer's and related dementias in their 60s and 70s. That is pretty powerful stuff. They said specifically those with lower mechanical reasoning and memory for words as teenagers had a higher likelihood of developing dementia in later life. Men in the lower scoring half were 17% more likely. Women with lower scores, 16% more likely. They said worse performance on other components of the test also showed increased likelihood in later life dementia. Now, they say 5.7 million Americans right now have Alzheimer's. And in the absence of scientific breakthroughs, they say, the Alzheimer's Association projects that that number is going to be 14 million by the year 2050. The cost taking care of them would be about $1 trillion a year. So, I would love to see the results. I would love to see the results of this test that was done in the 60s. I'd like to see what their aspirations were. You know, I want to be a doctor because I want to open up a clinic that helps people and makes people smile, and I want to make a good living, and I'd be like, oh, boy, were you naive. Yeah, they said the number of Americans with Alzheimer's is supposed to double by the year 2060. It is the sixth leading cause of death, Alzheimer's, in the United States. Fifth leading cause of death among those 65 and older. It's this irreversible progressive brain disorder. It robs you of your memory, cognitive function. So 5.7 million Americans right now have it. So they say this 1960 test could have the potential to be like the groundbreaking Framingham study, which was a decades-long study of men in Massachusetts that led to reductions in heart disease in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. So you almost wish that more of these tests were done back in the olden days. Because now we can also see if those people that had certain cognitive issues, were any of them suicidal? Were any of them more likely to become alcoholic? Were any of them more likely to smoke weed? Now, I understand this was the start of the 60s. This was 1960. So when you look at the people, you know, and the women taking this test, you know, they look like they're from the 1950s. So, you know, 1960, that, I, you know, it was just at the turn. but their skirts were long. They were wearing the penny loafer shoes. They all seemed to be wearing the same clothes. Some of them had a different necklace than others. They really looked like this had to have been a parochial school. But here they are taking the test, and it would be fascinating to see who had how many babies. You know, did certain people that tested one way decide to have a larger family than others? There is so much data you can get from this. So I think that's fascinating. Now, for you who's listening to this going, okay, I don't care about the past. I care about, you know, the future. I wasn't good at memory tests, or wasn't a good test taker. Well, I don't know if it was about the test. I mean, it could have been a variety of things. Maybe what happened is people who ate poorly and maybe didn't eat regularly had poor insulin issues. Maybe if they were prone to diabetes, maybe they scored poorly. Maybe if some people had attention issues. If you had attention issues, then maybe you may not pay attention, and, you know, maybe you may have a different phenotype or physique that could affect you medically. I don't know what the answer is. But what I do know is they are believing that we are going to double our Alzheimer's rate very easily. African Americans still have the highest prevalence with Alzheimer's and related dementias at 13.8%. Then Hispanics, then non-Hispanic whites, then American Indian, Alaska Natives, Asian, and Pacific Islanders. Dementia is actually more prevalent in women than men. In this one study being reported by CBS News, 12.2% of women versus men, 8.6%. The study says there are currently nearly 3.2 women in the U.S., I think they meant 3.2 million women, with dementia compared to 1.8 million men. Now, some people will say, ah, so it's more of a female lack of estrogen thing. Well, I don't know. If more men die of heart disease and more women are living until their 70s and 80s, then yes, you will see more women with dementia. So, I mean, they have to extrapolate out age and all those other factors. So by the year 2060, so we're talking 42 years from now, which, God willing, I'm alive by then. That could be me. CDC researchers project that there will be 7 million more non-Hispanic whites, 3.2 million Hispanics, and 2.2 million African Americans with Alzheimer's and related dementias. The authors say that the estimated increases are a result of fewer people dying from other chronic diseases and surviving into older adulthood when the risk for Alzheimer's and dementia. So what could be causing this? Well, we still don't know what causes the plaque buildup, the abnormal protein buildup in the brain. I mean, look at your plumbing, look at your house, look at your, I mean, you will get buildup. But another thing also is poor blood flow. You know, you don't get good blood flow, you're not going to heal the brain when it needs to be healed. And so things that cause poor blood flow is cholesterol, diabetes, blood pressure spikes. These are things that don't cause nice, steady, consistent, good, strong blood flow. If your arteries are clogged, right, going up to the brain and you have carotid plaquing, that's going to be a big problem when it comes to you wanting to have good blood flow. So multi-infarct dementia happens when these little baby blood vessels have, you can have little mini strokes, or the blood vessels could spasm, or you can have little cholesterol clots or plaques preventing blood flow from getting part of the brain. And after so many times this happens, the brain just doesn't seem to work as well. So they say, well, you need to exercise your brain a lot. Well, you do, but you also need to eat healthy. You gotta, you know, make sure you don't get diabetes, cholesterol, or blood pressure issues. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
USA Radio News.
The Senate Judiciary Committee is unlikely to grant Christine Blasey Ford's request to require Judge Brett Kavanaugh to testify first. That's according to at least a Senate staffer. Her lawyers requested this and also that the date be moved to another day next week, possibly next Thursday. Harvard Law Professor Alan Dershowitz was asked about him testifying first and the request.
That is the most absurd, anti-due process, anti-American concept. You testify without having been formally accused under oath. Obviously, she has to testify. She has to be cross-examined, preferably by good lawyers who can ask probing questions. Then he has to get up and respond and be cross-examined with probing questions.
The woman who shot and killed three of her colleagues before turning the gun on herself at a Rite Aid distribution center in Maryland was allegedly arguing with employees before she started firing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, maybe, we are back on Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're being told that young mosquitoes are eating plastic. And I guess, fine. I mean, you know, we'd rather the mosquitoes eat plastic than us. But they say that could contaminate other insects and mammals. Authors of a paper published in the Royal Society Journal Biology Letters on Wednesday found that when a mosquito larvae eats microplastic, the plastic can remain in the insect's body into adulthood. Then the microplastic could be transferred into whatever might eat that mosquito, including birds. Now, the UK researchers conducted their study in the lab, and they say it's not a stretch to think that plastic could move up the food chain in this way. So then you and I eat the bird, and now we have the plastic. Now, I would assume you would poop out the plastic, but maybe not. You might absorb some of the chemicals in the plastic. They say the implication is that you got plastics at the bottom of the pond that are now going up into the air, being eaten by spiders and bats and animals that normally wouldn't have access to that plastic. No. Trust me, spiders are all up into the plastic. Okay, spiders have a lot of access to plastic. Yes, they do. So, and my guess is spiders sit there and eat the plastic because I just hate spiders. They got nothing better to do than to bug me. They're bad. I do not like spiders at all. That's according to author Amanda Callaghan at England's University of Reading. Yeah, I guess in England they call it Reading instead of Reading. Well, because they're British, they can do whatever they want. They do that. Everybody says America's English came later. I secretly think that the British changed their English. I have a lot of conspiracy theories about the British. And again, I've had family who were British, so I mean, I respect them. But I think that the British, never got over the whole, Revolutionary War. So, I do think they're planning a comeback. And I do think that, I just do. And, I also think that once we started to go, yeehaw, and let's sit down for some Thanksgiving turkey, I think some of the British started to go, you need to speak a little bit more proper. Let's speak a little bit more proper so people don't think that our English is the one being used in America. And they started to inflect and sing more. I really think the British in the 1700s, 1800s didn't sound like these. I don't think they did that. I think they sound like this, Yeah, we're British. We're British. That's it. Let's all have some pint of beer and ale. That's how they sounded. Now it's like, I think we need to have some tea. And let's put some more roundabouts in America so people get stuck. Then we can ambush them next time we want to get our country back. I don't know what to say. But anyway, I just think, am I wrong? I just think the British have changed the way they talk to sound different from Americans. Now, I don't know why anybody would want to shy away from the way we sound. I think we Americans sound pretty damn good. But I guess people of other countries like to have their own dialect. I'm pretty proud of the way we talk. I love the way Americans talk. Americans talk great. I really dig it. The French are tough. I don't think I could ever learn French. I want to. I told you guys, French, it's a little different the way the French speak. The French, they speak really quickly and they don't enunciate. Yeah, we Americans slur our words, like y'all. But the French, je ne sais pas. Like what? Je ne sais pas. Is that je ne sais pas? Can you slow it down? Oui. What did you say? Did you say we? See, we, like us, if we say the word we say it slowly. We elongate the E. We're like, we are going to Walmart. The French are like, it's very fast. Bonjour. Do you mean bonjour? Is there an R at the end? Bonjour. Well, maybe there's no R. And I think the French do it purposely because they don't want us to learn their language. Because if you speak French, it's a delicacy. It's beautiful. Because I tried. I was in Paris. It was the first time in my life I was ever in Paris. And I tried to speak. I was like, je ne sais pas. I was like, voulez-vous coucher? I was like trying to do all my French I know. Un, deux, trois. I was trying to count and everything. And they were looking at me like I spoke too slow. And then when they went into the back, and I was like, what did you say? What? Wait, no, can you slow it down, please? No. So, it's an issue. But yeah, we Americans, we talk slow. Well, we don't talk slow. We just, really round out our I think we are diphthongs. We got diphthongs that they don't have, I believe. Or maybe they do have diphthongs, but they're not proud of it, and so they hide it. Je ne sais pas. Okay, so let's go back to these spiders or these mosquitoes eating plastic. So microplastics used in the study were these small latex beads. And authors noted smaller beads, beads. You all hear another country say the word bead like that. transfer more easily than larger beads into the mosquito's adult state. Now, Callaghan told USA Today, our study was a proof of concept in the laboratory. Well, she probably did in a British accent. Our study was a proof of concept in the laboratory. One of the next steps would be to sample lakes with plastics and mosquitoes to measure this. I say mosquito, they say mosquitoes. So now what they're going to do is they're going to have sample lakes, and they're going to put these little micro beads in there. And they say Arctic ice is even choked with a record amount of the pollutant. Okay, I need to say something about the Arctic ice. Sorry, I'm going on a tangent here, but this is something I need to say. Okay, we're like coming into October, right? I live in Nevada. It's hot. And I know there's all this discussion about global warming, and everybody's blaming their car or them eating an In-N-Out burger and farting. And everybody's blaming global warming on us. And can I just ask everybody to stop for a second and just entertain some other causes for global warming other than yours and my car? I mean, the Arctic ice, if it is melting, and if temperatures are really warm, and if we're going to be having to wear shorts on Halloween, and we're not going to have white Christmases anymore, I think the weather is changing a little too fast for it to be our car. I just do. And I don't know if maybe the sun is flaring more. I don't know if the earth is tilting. I mean, I do have a science background, but I just didn't study global warming because, you know, we were having snow. There was snow in Las Vegas. Our pipes used to freeze and bust, so I would have to, you know, in my apartment, let the water run in the winter whenever I left for school, just have it drip so we, you know, the pipes wouldn't freeze. I mean, that's the way it was in Vegas, and here we are. It's hot. It's like still 90 degrees, and we're coming into October. And I'm just wondering if maybe somebody's not telling us what exactly is happening. Are we moving closer to the sun? And we don't know. Is the sun moving closer to us? I know that sounds stupid, but it really isn't. You know, we're doing all this stuff like, okay, well, you know, let's, you know, shut our air conditioning off and, you know, let's study cow farts. And I'm like, yeah, you know, that helps. But I mean, boy, is the temperature rising pretty quickly. And to see Arctic ice melt to the degree that they're saying it's melting, although NASA had come up with a study saying we're actually growing Antarctica, but I need to double check where that study had come from. It was a few years back. But, because I haven't been able to see it reproduced. But, if we're really starting to melt, that to me means something is happening very quickly. I'd just like somebody to figure it out. And yeah, we may need the British and the French, because they're pretty smart. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So how many of you have gone on a diet and get grumpy? I mean grumpy when you diet. Or you get sad. Or you get headaches. And you almost feel like you're going through a withdrawal. Well, we're being told that when people quit junk food, they actually may have withdrawal effects, as you would with any drug. But if you could get through the first 5 days, quitting becomes easier. cravings and tiredness begin to fade away. So research suggests that fatty foods are addictive to the brain, and it may be harder for us to quit our habits. This study comes out of the University of Michigan. They say trials have been done on withdrawal symptoms from sugar in animals. And we know that sugar is addictive. Excuse me, sugar and salt are both known to produce cravings. And that drives people to impulsively eat food, which makes them fat and unhealthy. And when you try to ignore the soda pop or the burger or fries or potato chips, you start getting miserable and exhausted. So Dr. Ashley Gearhart quizzed 231 adults about how they felt after cutting back the processed foods after a year-long experiment. They said they felt bad. They were bad-tempered. They were tired. They had cravings during the first 2 to 5 days. They say the side effects began to fade after the first 5 days, the researchers found, which is kind of what happens with drug addicts. If you can make it through the first few days, you're going to be in good shape. They admitted that they did not take into account whether people who quit cold turkey or if they gradually phased out the fatty foods. But chocolate, pizza triggers the reward responses in the brain. And these are addictive. So then the brain is yearning for the next hit of junk food. Now, these new findings were published in the journal Appetite. Okay, well, a quarter of the global population is obese, or they're expecting them to be obese by the year 2045. More than half of Americans, right, are already overweight. And we really like our burgers. Because these stores have more packaged food and processed food than real healthy food. That's a problem. Now, some of you will say, well, I'm eating less, and I'm doing that smaller plate thingy. Okay, what's the smaller plate thingy? Well, remember there was a study that came out saying if you eat off of a smaller plate, you can lose weight? To me, that made sense. All right, we have big, huge plates, big, huge platters. We load them up, and then we eat everything off our plate. So if you have a smaller plate, maybe you'll lower your portion sizes. I think there's some truth to that. But apparently, a Cornell professor who came up with that study has had to submit his resignation because his work has come under question in recent years. The university, Cornell, said in a statement that a year-long review found Dr. Brian Wansix committed academic misconduct in his research and scholarship, including misreporting of research data, problematic statistical techniques, failure to properly document and preserve research results, and inappropriate authorship. Wansick, a marketing professor at Cornell's Business College, who was the director of the university's food and brand lab, will retire at the end of the academic year. Well, why they had to retract 6 of his papers that were in the American Medical Association's JAMA network, including those about how serving bowl size affected food consumption, how fasting changed people's food preferences, and how action-packed television programs increased food intake. Now, to me, those kind of made some sense. But if he didn't do the study right, he didn't do the study right. So Wansick emailed the Washington Post on Thursday in a news release of his retirement, which included statements attributed to a university trustee saying that their goals differ, and that's why they decided to part ways. And he's leaving June 30th, 2019. But apparently he had this level of prominence in academics. And his work spawned countless news stories. And I guess he published a study showing that people who ate from bottomless bowls of soup continue to eat as their bowls are refilled. And that was parable about the potential health effects of large portion sizes. See, I don't see what the big dilemma is. That does kind of make some sense. They also said there was a title, Bad Popcorn in Big Buckets, warned about the perils of presenting food in big quantities. Now, maybe some people are like, well, this is the guy that made Michael Bloomberg, I don't know if he is or not, Michael Bloomberg of New York City, change all the soda sizes in restaurants to where they couldn't be a certain size. Remember, they couldn't be 20 ounces? But anyway, so problems started to bubble up, I guess, in 2016 when Wancik wrote a blog post about his research that drew a lot of criticism. Researchers began investigating his studies and raised questions about his methodology. 2017, Cornell undertook a review of four of his papers and found numerous instances of inappropriate data handling and statistical analysis. But said the errors did not constitute scientific misconduct. So, now, I think people are going to start taking a little closer look on people's studies. I mean, I write blogs and I write articles, but I don't publish anything in the big news journals. But it does kind of bring up the topic of what is people's opinions and what are actual studies. But then when you find out that a lot of studies are opinionated also, you know, a lot of studies done by pharmaceutical companies, they make their drug look good. You know, you're not really going to see a study by a pharmaceutical company, you know, shooting themselves in the foot. And so, well, why did they, you know, dissect out certain data and say, well, we're not going to talk about this, but we're going to talk about this? I mean, you can't do that. That is science. If you, let's say, feed a bunch of, let's say, bunny rabbits carrot sticks, and you notice that a bunch of the bunny rabbits, let's say, fall asleep, a bunch of the bunny rabbits have sex, and then some of the bunny rabbits just, you know, don't do their little maze, because bunny rabbits may do a maze, like a mouse, and they don't do that maze well. And you're trying to promote carrot sticks, you are going to say your study, right, looked at, and you are going to highlight the part about bunny rabbits increasing their sex drive. And you may not go so much into the maze, and you may not go so much into now. A true scientist publishes all the data. We found this, we found this, we found this. But they may just give it, you know, a few sentences. They may not go into a lot of detail. So there's a way to word some of these. You're not supposed to, right? You're supposed to, you know, be as neutral as possible. But, I mean, look at lawyers and judges. What do they do? All right. Well, here's a study. Octopuses. Researchers gave octopuses ecstasy. I don't know why. But octopuses are asocial. They prefer to be alone. But researchers gave them MDMA, or ecstasy. And then they became cuddly. Cuddly. Apparently, their brains, nervous systems are a little different than humans. But they do handle serotonin. Serotonin regulates mood and social behaviors. And MDMA acts by releasing more serotonin in the brain. And in a study published in Current Biology, conducted by John Hopkins, they placed a hand-sized octopus in the central chamber of a three-chamber tank. In one side of the chamber was an inanimate object like a Star Wars Chewbacca or a Stormtrooper figurine. The other was another octopus, protected inside, you know, by a small cage in case they attacked. And before they were dosed, the octopuses spent more time with the figurine. But when they gave a little bit of ecstasy, they showed more interest in the other octopus, even hugging the container. Now, I think it might have made it more amorous. I've never taken ecstasy, but my guess is it might make people a little bit more amorous. So maybe that's what happened. 1-877-DR-KELLY.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset. where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.